If you have your Bibles, we'll be reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 45 through 49. So if you'd like to turn there, you can. I think it's a passage that's appropriate for a day about ash and dust. But before we get to that, there are some very interesting German myths and folk tales that talk about the idea of a doppelganger. Has anybody ever heard of that before, a doppelganger? The word doppelganger translates as double goer. In these folk tales, in these fairy tales, the idea is that there are two versions of each of us. There is the person that we are right now in this room, and then out in the world somewhere, there is another copy of us. It's a lookalike who resembles us physically in every way. And that person is our doppelganger. But that doppelganger who's out in the world, that person only looks like us. In its actions, our doppelganger is a more sinister version of us. So there's the person that we are here right now, but somewhere there's an alternate version of us that's a little bit darker. The Apostle Paul uses an analogy that's a lot like the concept of a doppelganger. In 1 Corinthians, Paul says it's sort of like there are two versions of Adam. The first was the person Adam that we read about in the book of Genesis, the man who was formed out of the dust of the earth. But the next Adam is Jesus Christ. Now, Paul doesn't literally mean that Jesus was a duplicate of Adam, or that Jesus was a reincarnation of Adam, or anything like that. It's just Paul's way of saying that these two men reflect different lifestyles. One is the lifestyle that pleases God, and the other is the alternate, darker lifestyle. Listen to what Paul says. The scripture says, "The first man, Adam, became a living being. But the last Adam became a life-giving spirit. The spiritual doesn't come first, but the physical. Then the spiritual comes. The first man was from the earth, a man of dust. The second man is from heaven. Like the man of dust was, so are those who are of the dust. And like the man of heaven is, so are those who are of heaven. Just like we have borne the image of the man of dust, we will also bear the image of the man of heaven." Now, what a remarkable passage that is, especially for today. Not only is it sort of like Adam and Jesus are doppelgangers, but we are all caught up in this process somehow. Paul says that right now, our doppelganger is Adam. The person who most resembles us is Adam. We're people of the dust. We are mortal. We're finite. We can be very weak. We can be frail. We sin. But, Paul says, that's not the end of the story. One day, our doppelganger will be Jesus. He will be our duplicate. Or I guess you'd say we'll be his duplicates. We look like Adam right now. But Paul says, one day we will look like Jesus, the man of heaven. But notice what Paul says. That's not the case right now. He says, the spiritual doesn't come first, but the physical, and then the spiritual comes. We have hope that we are being redeemed, but right now we are weak. Right now we have shortcomings. We have to live with the knowledge that we're sinful. And that is the opposite of what our culture tells us. Our culture tells us that we are fine right now. Our cultural leaders tell us that there is no need to ask for forgiveness. Our economy encourages us to spend and buy, to lay up plenty of good things so that we can take it easy and eat and drink and be merry. Our world encourages us to think about today, not to think about our own mortality. Our society tells us that to speak about sin and judgment is really just offensive. So it's really better just to give everyone's behavior a pass. Our world tells us that everything is fine, just like it is. But that is not what our faith tells us. And that's one of the reasons I believe it, to be honest. One of the main reasons that convinces me that our faith is true is that it tells us what we don't want to hear. I would love to believe what the world tells us, that we're fine. I'd love to believe that right now I can be a person of heaven. Everything is fine and that there is no pain, there is no change that is required of me. I would love to believe that, but that's not what Paul says, and that's not what our faith teaches us. Days like Ash Wednesday are a little bit awkward. They seem a little bit gloomy. They're kind of pessimistic. But days like today are so important because they remind us of the truth. The only way to grow into people of heaven is to admit that right now we are people of the dust. We will look like Jesus one day, but right now we look a lot like Adam. So for the next 40 days, I would just encourage you to be comfortable with that truth, that we are people of the dust. Wake up in the morning and tell yourself, if you want to, remember that you are dust, and to dust you will return. You can tell yourself that because it is true. You can tell yourself that because we are each day locked in a struggle with sin as we purify our lives to become more like Christ. But most of all, you can tell yourself that because of what Paul said. The spiritual doesn't come first, but the physical. Then the spiritual comes. It's only when we are honest that we are people of dust that God is able to set us free. It's only when we admit that we are sinking down that we are ready to reach out for Christ. It's only when we face our sin and our shortcomings that God's power is able to work in us. So for the next 40 days, remember, you may look like a person of dust right now, but if you're faithful, you're on your way to looking like the image of heaven. Amen.